This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen, highlighting, underscoring the talent of women in radio. The whole idea of having more women, people say, why do you have those women on the air with you? I have them on the air because they're talented. They have things there. Yeah, don't you love that? Those people, or you people, when people talk like that, that's an instant turn off for me. Even though every once in a while I get caught in that trap myself.
I hate people say you people. Oh.
You people.
You people.
So answer a question. I'm going to ask all of you, because this is the world of radio. You've all decided to cast your lot with me, or me with you. Ladies in the radio world have become more prominent. I want to know why there aren't more women in sports talk radio. There are women who are on television. There are women who do games even now. And I say because it seems when you think, or you listen, I mean, the people I grew up around listening to do baseball games, for example, I couldn't imagine as a kid listening to a woman, and I don't know why. What difference
does it
make?
Remember the Fabulous Sports Babe? Whatever happened.
Yes, Nancy Dunedin was her name, or is it?
Yeah, that's the one that pops to mind when I think of women in radio and sports. Isn't that funny?
And she got run out of town because she was supposedly hard to work with. I don't know if that's the case. I could think of a dozen guys who are hard to work with.
Mm-hmm.
It should be run. It's the same old, and I don't mean to belabor this, but I just had the thought about women in sports talk radio. Women in sports television and as reporters and that sort of thing. But I don't hear a lot of women doing, I don't know, I can't tell you other than Nancy. Frankly, Jennifer, I don't know of any women doing sports talk radio. Do you?
I know two good examples that most men will agree with as well, because you know men have strong opinions when it comes to listening to women talk about sports. But Michelle mm-hmm. Beadle, I think, is phenomenal as a sports commentator and reporter, and she
is
does
she on
a lot
a radio
of radio
program.
Yeah,
she
does.
But is she hosting
TV and
a program.
Radio. Yes.
Is
oh, yeah.
Hosting.
Sure. Yes.
A program, really.
I believe she also has a new podcast, and an up-and-coming sports name that everyone will know soon is Katie Nolan. She has a TV show called Garbage Time that's on at midnight, but she just launched a podcast that's doing really well, and she's on Fox Sports. So, and she's great. She's from Boston, and she's really, really great.
Why do they call it Garbage Time?
Because she is like you, she calls things a lot of things she says is garbage. Garbage.
That's yep. Sweet, thank you.
You would like her.
Wow, there are women. If I say this lovingly, Boston is full of sports fanatics.
Mm-hmm,
there are two radio stations here that do sports talk, and they both are very popular. They fight with each other over who's going to be number one and number two. And at this time of year, the station that carries the Red Sox is easily number one. But I don't remember listening to her, so I'll have to pay a little more attention. I didn't mean to make a big thing out of this. I just was thinking.
No, it was one of my goals, actually.
I
used to want to be
really?
A sports person. Like, I wanted to do play-by-play. There is a glass ceiling for women in the sports biz because you have to earn men's respect to be able to talk the talk, you know. And so, I don't know. I mean, hopefully we'll see more of it with qualified people getting more of an opportunity because maybe people want to get diversified on their stations.
Well, is there, are we in the same league, pardon the pun, as we are with politics, where we're talking about the first woman president, the first woman this, first woman that, and then maybe we can take down those barriers, the glass ceilings, as you call them, to people in various, it's just happened in the world of war, women who want to be in combat roles, front lines, in the Marines, in the Army, that sort of thing, and how that's being dealt with. It isn't going, you're not going to change, you're not going to stop this. So you might as well join in and admit to yourself, if you are prejudiced, why you are prejudiced, what's your problem, and then enjoy what it is that anybody excuse me, brings to the table. Whether it's Jennifer and Kara and Victoria bringing what they do to this program, or whatever things that you're listening to. We do tend to. I see these things all the time. Laura Ingraham and how she and Dana Loesch are the only two women in conservative talk radio, for example. Okay, so they're good hosts. Why does it make a difference whether they're men or women? Actually, they're better than both of them. Are frankly, this is going to, I'm probably going to be sorry I said this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Both of them are better than most of the men that are doing right of center talk radio. They're younger, they're smarter, they are more attuned to it. And I don't know, I know Dana, I know both of them, you know, within reason. And it has nothing to do with anything other. And this is the only way people ought to be judged. How do they do on the air? As I don't know Dana well enough to know what she's like to work with off the air. I do know Laura well enough to know what she's like to work off the air. So that isn't my judgment. I'm not. The only thing I'm saying is that here are two qualified broadcasters who have gotten someplace, not because they were good, but because they were women and they were good. But they are, in my estimation, better than most of the men who are trying to do the same thing, and in some cases, extraordinarily successful.
Well, I think that Dana is doing so well is because she has, you know, she sounds different than what a lot of people are used to hearing on conservative radio. And I think that's one of the reasons, not because she's a woman necessarily, but because she sounds different. And I mean, I guess that's partially because she's a woman. But I think when with sports radio, I think when people realize that they're tired of hearing the same old opinion and the same old voice from, you know, tons of different people.
Hey, Jim, what about the game last night? That's what it sounds like to me.
That's sports radio. that's when I think that will open up more to women, because people are going to realize at some point that women have, you know, legitimate opinions about sports and know things about it, and, you know, they're going to get tired of hearing the same old thing. That's what I think. I'm tired of hearing the same old thing.
So, right. All right. So let me throw a rock into this, and then I'm going to run away. The Nancy Dunedin's problem was she tried to sound too much like a man, as are the problems of women who get to be politicians or women who run businesses. Instead of being themselves, they more often try to craft themselves after the men that precede them, which I believe is a big mistake.
Yeah, we don't celebrate our femininity because we're trying so hard to compete with the men. Instead of saying, you know, here are my differences, here's my unique set of stuff that I bring to the table, it's always about fitting in. I think that's fair.
At the end of the
None of you have tried to sound like me.
No.
I think at the end of the day that people like listening to people who are real.
Right, that's exactly it. Yes. If you sound authentic, then that's right. What cuts through. Yeah.
Okay, that was probably a good place to end the conversation. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store. Sprint.com/network or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee credit and valid port and applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice use 6 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself in the middle of a lake. While on that lake, you have a revelation that your truck and boat should be bundled together. As you look out over the waters, a mermaid tosses you a fish. It's kind of small. You throw it back.
Plunge into savings when you bundle your truck or SUV with your outdoor vehicle. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
17 half the hour, Derek Stephens Good Day program. So, ladies and gentlemen, for your benefit, the last couple of minutes while you've been listening to commercials, the three ladies who are on the program here with me have been making fun of me.
Oh.
And my various phrases, wordology, things like
produce. I think I was very nice. Cause I said it would be hard to imitate you because you don't do very much silly stuff. And to imitate someone, they have to do a lot of silly stuff. I said you just say weird words like blueberry and produce.
Blueberry. That's what blueberry.
What, blueberry. It's a blueberry.
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 Haven't you? But you haven't got anything better
produce,
to do.
Not
than,
produce.
If that's
produce.
If that's the best you can do, it's time for us to move on. All right. Let's get to.
I said that. I was being nice. I'm like, there's really not much to go at you for, you know.
All right. I want to know why people who are your age, Victoria, do not shake hands firmly. I have been noticing this.
Why is it just my age?
Man, I don't know. I mean, I find it a real turnoff. I tend to shake hands very firmly.
Me too.
People say to me that you're, you know, sometimes, oh, that hurts.
That's quite a grip you got there, Stephen. You say thanks.
Yeah. I was yesterday, I was shaking hands with somebody. I'm trying to remember. The guy was twice as big as I was, and he said, man, let go of my hand. Wait, you're hurting. I believe it's in it. My father taught me that it was a sign of sincerity, that you can tell a lot about a person by the way he or she shakes your hand. And because I say this often to women that I meet who have a good firm handshake. I said nothing better than a woman who's got a good firm handshake. And I just wonder, it seems the younger you are, the less likely, whether it's male or female, you are to give somebody a good firm handshake. And I guess I wonder why. Where'd that go?
I don't know how many. I don't know how often women shake hands when you meet someone, though.
Oh,
I think more and more
in work.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I more people do.
I do, and I have a firm handshake, but I don't often shake hands. I mean, it's not.
How did we greet each other when we first met? Do we shake hands?
No, we hug.
Or did we give each other a hug?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's because we knew each other.
We already knew each other.
You wouldn't hug somebody. Yeah. You wouldn't hug somebody on your first, if you're getting to know them for the first time, you'd shake hands. It seemed to me it's very appropriate to do that because I think it's a sign of sincerity. Unless you just have that fish shake. You know, it's like having a dead fish in your hand.
We used to have the sales guy. His name was, should I say it? Barry Spiro, if you're listening. Hi, Barry. And he was really big and really tall, and he had the wettest, limpest handshake. And after you were done, you were like, that's a huge turnoff if a guy has a fish handshake.
Barry,
I miss you.
Okay. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Something else for you to think about, courtesy of Good Day. 21 after the hour.
Oh, what?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Can't keep my hands to myself.
All righty, 23 and change after the hour as we continue on the Good Day program with our musical segment for this hour, starting with the talent of Selena Gomez, who, it seems, hopped into the car with James Corden for a carpool karaoke segment. She took James on a ride, which he didn't, it was a roller coaster ride, he didn't like that. And then they went to a McDonald's for some food. So we actually have a portion of what they sound like, the two of them in the car.
We should, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I'm in the car with Selena Gomez. I'm in the car with Selena Gomez. I'm in the car with Selena. This is okay, right? Thank you so much.
All right. Okay.
Is that a normal reaction? Look at this one. She's hyperventilating.
Thank you.
Are you okay?
Okay. Selena Gomez is in the car.
Crazy, right?
All right.
I mean, James Corden's also in the car. Right? She really couldn't.
I care.
No, she doesn't.
I care. It's been said and done.
Big pop music fan, well, he gets schooled well and learns, which makes it so much more effective because he feels like he's having a good time along with the person that he takes in the car, which means the audience is going to have a really good time. So, as you listen, we posted, is this posted somewhere?
We're going to, we'll post it on our social media and on our website. Yeah.
All right. Also, in the musical news, those of you who buy tickets from Ticketmaster, or any of you, it's almost impossible to buy tickets to some events without going to Ticketmaster. There's a concert list that has been published, which puts the names on it of those eligible for a settlement. Ticketmaster was sued. If you bought tickets between October 21st, 1999, and February 23rd, 2013, You're going to get one of three free things. Free ticket codes, discount codes starting at $250, or both. And I wonder, this is almost meaningless. When you look at the cost of most of the tickets, yeah. We were talking about Bob Kay, my pal and general manager, and his wife and Meredith, and I were talking about going to see Hall & Oates, and we commented about how reasonable the ticket prices were. It started at $65 and went to $135 or something, which when you compare the cost of going to see some of these things, the Adele tickets, what they cost because of what happens with the middlemen getting involved, which I believe they could stop. If they wanted to, couldn't they stop this? Why? I don't get even some of the time. I've heard, doesn't Bruce Springsteen get irritated about this? Although I'm
a lot of artists do. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. But how do they?
You can't stop people from reselling tickets, though.
You can.
Right. Well, U2 last summer tried, and they did a better job than most because you needed to be, your name on the ticket had to match your ID. Because Lewis and I went a couple times, and I bought the tickets, so that was the best way that they could scan everything. So short of doing that, there's really not much you can do.
Yeah. Ticket fees is what came about as a result of concern about ticket fees. 431 concerts in question, and if you went to one of those, you're eligible for some sort of redemption. You follow the instructions on the page at Ticketmaster.com to see if you can go to see The Cure or Bob Dylan or Steely Dan, Steve Winwood, free of charge. There's different things depending on what it was that they did to the people who purchased these tickets. There's different levels of screwing the public at different concerts. So is that an indelicate way of putting it? I mean, that's really what's going on.
No, that's very accurate.
Taking advantage of the public maybe is better. 28 minutes after the hour here. I'm taking advantage of anybody. I'm here. Take advantage of me. This is a good day. Slow hand roll.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. IBOTTA. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. IBOTTA. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Reflection on the letter V. The best things in life are V's, RVs, ATVs, SUVs, V. Making things soar in the outdoors, never bored. Saving money, because I bundle the policies. Victory! Like beating Vikings at volleyball on a volcano. Try not to fall.
Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn,
hi.
Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. How many of you have looked at your car insurance bills recently? The premiums you're paying for the privilege of driving a car, whether you're in California, whether you're in Massachusetts, whether you're in New York, Washington, down the Midwest, the Southwest. Look at how much your car insurance premiums have risen in the past year or so. I was looking at a J.D. Power survey of the largest auto insurers. There are 17 pretty good-sized firms. And so people have started looking at these. It's sort of like taxation. Unless you look at the pay stub that you get, Rich McFadden taught us this a long time ago, although it seems like common sense, a lot of people don't do it. They look at what they take home or they put in the bank, but they don't look at what they've made and where the money goes. So as is the case with your taxes, I would suggest the same thing is true for health insurance and now and life insurance and car insurance. This is a big racket. It is. And the fact there's no real regulation, there are insurance commissions in most states, and used to be before deregulation that they would have to submit their rates and have them approved by government, and that's kind of gone by the wayside. But I wonder if you realize that on average your car insurance premiums have gone up 6-7% a year for the past 4 or 5 years. And think about that. And how hard it is for you to pay most of your bills. This is a crazy. The inflation rate is less than 1%. So how the hell are these guys getting away with charging 6 or 7 more percent? The cost of doing business for them, the cost of fixing cars that are wrecked or stolen or whatever it is that you're. I mean, that's why you insure your car, right? Either you're protecting yourself from being sued by somebody else. Liability. If you don't have a note, if you don't have a loan on your car, then you can just cover it for other people. You don't have to worry about yourself. You cover yourself, sort of self-insured. If you have a loan, then you have to have lots more insurance. I just did this with a car that I bought like 3 or 4 years ago for a friend of mine, had it financed, and the insurance was $970 a year for this car. And then now that the note's paid off, I called them and I said, well, there's no note on it anymore. Just make sure I'm insured for liability, whatever the state law requires. Premium went down to $570 for the same car. And then I started looking at what it cost me to insure that car. And I have it's different on the farm because I have a blanket coverage policy for the farm. But looking at individual units, individual cars, it has gone up. Now, you've got a car, Kara, and you're in New York. Got to be crazy. Jennifer's got a car registered in Los Angeles. All three of you, Kara, you're in suburban Washington, so I'm guessing the premiums for your car are pretty high. Do you know offhand, Victoria, how much you pay for that black Hyundai thing that your boyfriend drives?
How much is it's it? Not a Hyundai. It's a Honda Accord, and he pays $85 a month. New York City is surprisingly cheap for car insurance.
Yeah. Wow. That's not a lot of money. Is there a note on the car?
No.
Okay. So it's not, is 85.
It was 110 and he paid it off and now it's 85.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. But over the course of the year, that's less than $1,000 New York City. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. How about you, Jen?
I think mine's divided up into twice a year, and I feel like it was a $700-something premium, so I think it must be around $1,400.
$1,400. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You've got a relatively new car now, Kara. What's it costing you to
mine is a little bit more than Jen's, and it's because it's a new car, and I'm under 25. Not getting a discount for that, and it's, I think it was 800-something the first 6 months I paid, and then it went up a little bit the second time, which felt great to pay.
Yeah.
So it's like $1,600 a year for you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, do you watch your premiums? Do you all know what it cost you last year to insure your car versus this year? Have you watched to see how much more it cost? Now, in your case, Victoria, it's less because the car note was paid off.
Right.
Jennifer, you leased the car, so you're going to be pretty consistent.
It stays warm. It stays in the realm. Yeah, I haven't noticed it go up too much over the last few years.
Really? And how about, yours has changed because you have a different car, Kara. I guess that would be the reason for that. Well, just so you know, I bring you this sort of information because I think it's important for you to just be aware of what is going on around you. Sometimes we just pay these bills, you know, they come across the desk and, okay, I owe this much money for insurance, I'll write the check, or I owe this much money for the electric bill, or that much money for whatever your monthly bills are, and you don't pay attention. So all I'm doing is asking you to do what a lot of other people have done to understand what it is that you're paying for your insurance. The highest, most expensive car insurer is Amica Mutual. Next on the list is Ameriprise, then Erie Insurance, Geico, Hartford, PEMCO. Let's see here. I'm looking at, I can't see the whole survey, but the interesting thing is, and we have more ads for Geico. How many ads do we have, Kara, a day for Geico? It must be four or five most every day. Geico advertises heavily on radio and television. Thank you very much. But because that advertising is expensive, that gets passed along. So they can say to you, spend 15 minutes with me, we'll save you 15% or whatever it is, which is probably legitimate. But what it does in comparison, that doesn't mean that they're the least. They're just aggressively suggesting. This is the power of suggestion. It has nothing to do with the rates. What they know psychologically is you don't pay attention to the rates. So what they're saying to you is call our line and we'll make sure you pay less than what you're paying now. They aren't telling you they're the cheapest because they aren't. But they may be cheaper than what you have right now, but you're at least paying attention to their ads, which is where the business comes from. It's very interesting to understand the psychology of how advertising works. You'll never hear them say, never, Geico insurance is the cheapest insurance you can get. You won't, because it isn't. They just say to you, pay attention to what you're paying for insurance. We can save you money. That's all. Because most people who have higher, you know, just go someplace because your brother gets insurance from it. Or maybe you're like me. My brother-in-law is an insurance guy. Now, he's not going to screw me. But there are, you know, there are times when perhaps people in your family that are in the insurance business might take advantage of you. Or you've got a friend who goes to this guy's insurance company, Larry's insurance company. I'm going to see Larry because my first cousin Fred goes to Larry and he gave him coverage. But you don't know whether Larry's giving you the right deal or not. As a matter of fact, most of the time, Larry's probably not giving you the right deal. He's giving you a deal that's good for him, but not good for you. And so this is one of the many businesses where there is, hello, look at all of the major buildings in the biggest cities in the country. Who built them? Prudential and John Hancock. I'm thinking about the two biggest buildings in Boston. Prudential Insurance, John Hancock Insurance. Why do you think they have money to build buildings like this? Because they make a lot of money. Look at the insurance stocks. Excuse me, in general. And you will see that the companies, the holding companies, why do you think Warren Eckstein, good Doug, Warren Buffett
yeah.
bought Geico? Because they make a ton of dough. And he owns some other insurance companies in Berkshire Hathaway as well. Because they make a ton of dough. And so the only thing this conversation is good for is to have you spend a few minutes and shop around. If you like Larry, that's swell. Tell Larry to make sure that you're giving him, that he's giving you the best rates, the best insurer possible. I've been with the same insurance guy for almost 40 years. But he knows that I know what the premiums are supposed to be. Like he just sent me a $450 bill for my new house. So that's why I'm thinking about this, much as anything else. So I sent him back an email, and I said, what is this? Because my house that I live in now is smaller than the other house that I had. I have less land, and the barn is a lot smaller. So I got less land, smaller barn, smaller house. Are you going to charge me $450 more for the privilege of that? No. I said to him in my note, you're going to have to do better than this, pal. So he sent back something to me that is a bunch of gobbledygook BS that came from the insurance company. And I just sent back to him. I said, no sale. I'm not buying. So let's see what they do. But you can shop around. Most insurance, independent insurance agents, they have different products and they can go to different places to get them. They'll place you with the company that they get the biggest commission on.
Right.
Hello. Duh.
Hashtag duh.
Yeah, right. Oh, I'm going to give you the best deal around. Really? Best deal for who? They don't tell you the best deal.
It's right.
I'm giving you the best deal. Yes. Of course that's what you're getting. All right. Am I off my horse now? Shall I get off?
Yeah, you can
now. All right. Did you learn something from that conversation?
Of course.
Yes.
Be diligent.
That was a hesitation. Really? Yes. Yeah, well, it is. I mean, it's for your benefit. Let's say hi to Kara Mokrikri, who lives in Springfield, Oregon. Mokrikri, Mokrikry. Would you pronounce that Mokrikri? I think so.
It's a great name.
Hi, Kara.
I especially like the first name.
Yeah.
Well, it's spelled with a K, though, and not yours.
You can go away,
C, right?
Never mind. I don't like it.
Wow.
45 past the hour on your friendly, well, with most of us, we're friendly.
Not so friendly.
Friendly good day program, yeah.
Quasi-friendly.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, so off the air, by the way, it's 47 after the hour. Good day program. Doug, Kara, and so I'll do this in...
Those other two.
Yeah,
who are
they? Anyway, yeah, the other two.
Yes. Victoria, Jennifer and Victoria.
let's go around. Kara, what do you want to see in a vice presidential candidate? Not a person, but what
this
do
is
you,
a
what
big
qualities?
Change of subject.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why not?
I don't know. Someone who is intelligent and bipartisan and not evil.
We're setting the bar very high. All right, that checks Elizabeth Warren off the list.
Yes, right. Yes. All right, so Jennifer. That was good, Kara. I like that. Jen. What do you want to see in the quality?
Well, whose campaign
of
am I consulting? Am I consulting Hillary or Donald?
All of them.
Okay.
No, either.
Well, the answer is different for both. For Donald, I'm really? Seeking someone with experience who knows how to pass things through Congress. I would say, I don't know if Newt's the
you
right
want a
guy.
Politician.
I want someone who knows how to work with both sides, who knows how to pass things, who knows how to get things done, and who can give some guidelines to someone who doesn't have a lot of experience. For Hillary, I would like to see someone who could replace her if and when something happens. Someone good. For Hillary, let's see. No, for Hillary, I would want to see someone who maybe can inspire people as a Bernie Sanders type, but is a more moderate candidate than a Bernie Sanders type. She's uninspiring and unlikable, so you need to give her someone to juice her up a little.
All right. What about you, Victoria? You're looking for what in the quality of some, whether you're advising Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, because the Libertarians already have their vice presidential candidate. So what do you say?
Yeah, I wish he was, I wish we had been able to snag him up for Hillary, because that would have been a great match. I agree with Jennifer. I do think you have to look at both. You know, part of me for the Donald Trump thing, part of me feels like I don't want an insider as a vice president, because that defies everything that Donald Trump has been running on, that he's not an insider. So I kind of don't love that now he's only getting an insider for a VP. But I know that it's necessary. And on Hillary's end, I want a Bill Weld or a Mark Cuban or a Michael Bloomberg. I want a business. I want a real legit billionaire in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's got some experience and knows how to make things
private sector business. I want that.
Bloomberg would be good. He probably wouldn't go as vice president, but he'd be good. 50 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Independence Day was released. You are listening to the theme music from the original Independence Day from 20 years ago. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to talk about some of the early reviews of the sequel, which is coming out this weekend. Number one question I would have is, why didn't they wait until next week, the 4th of July weekend, to release this instead of having it come out a week ahead? One would wonder that, Chuck. Do you have a wonderment about that as well?
That's a good question. I, the only thing I could think is they just wanted to get a one-week jump on the 4th of July holiday weekend. But, I guess from a marketing point of view, next weekend probably would have been better. But, you know, much to my surprise, some of the early reviews came out yesterday. They're running about 50-50, but a lot of people seem to dig the film. Variety gave it a really good review, calling it wildly entertaining. And also The Hollywood Reporter gave it a thumbs up. I got a chance. Jeff Goldblum was on Conan O'Brien last night promoting it. And I tell you, if you open the dictionary under the definition of quirky or eccentric, I think you see Jeff Goldblum's picture.
He's my celebrity crush. I love him.
He's a strange dude, but a really likable and interesting one at that.
So does he answer questions? Yes, no.
No, he's very talkative, but his manner is. But what you see on screen is exactly what you get in real life. that quirkiness in his line delivery. That's really basically the way he's interviewed. Let me ask you a question. Where did you see Independence Day 20 years ago? Did you see it in the theater?
Oh yeah.
I went to see it at the Ziegfeld in New York City, now defunct Ziegfeld, which is not a movie theater anymore, went out in December. But I saw it 20 years ago at that theater, fit 1,150 people, the biggest single-screen theater in the country at the time. I stood online for over an hour to see it, and that's when an event film was an event film. And the difference now is movies are just on way too many screens, over 4,000 lot of these openings, and you don't get to stand in line, you don't really get to see movies with sold-out crowds like you did in that.
Well,
I got to be honest, I missed that.
Change the business, because now people buy their tickets online, so they're going to know whether they can get in or they can't get in, which was always the wild card before. You didn't know whether there's going to be a seat available or not, right?
Yeah, exactly. But like I said, they're on so many screens that very few films, other than maybe on a Saturday night, the 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock show, play to a sellout audience. Most of these movies, especially in the second weekend, they're half full at best, and you don't get that buzz that you got when a movie like Independence Day played in theaters 20 years ago. I mean, the best movie-going experience of my life was Jurassic Park in 93 at the same theater, sold out. It was an incredible... It was almost like being at a Yankee game in New York City. That's how wild the crowd was back in 93, and you don't get that anymore. That magic, whatever you want to call it, for an event like movie is just not there.
Only when the Red Sox are in town, otherwise you can forget the Yankees.
Exactly.
Pretty much. All right, what happened to Leonard Maltin? I was thinking about him the other day. Movie critic, cinema critic Leonard Maltin used to be all over the place as a film historian. He's on Entertainment Tonight. I don't see him anymore. Is he just
I don't know. Does he do Entertainment Tonight anymore? I know we had that the book of his rated movies on a scale of a bomb to four stars, which I used to buy all the time. I think he stopped doing it a few years ago. But I always bought that book every year. He's a good. Yeah. He certainly was one of the high-profile critics. And speaking of that, Doug, believe it or not, Rex Reed, who goes back to the 70s, is still reviewing movies for a New York publication. So that guy's been doing film criticism 70s, 80s, 90s for 50 plus years.
Why?
I don't know, but his track record on liking movies is still only around 5%. About 95% of everything he sees, he hates.
So he's still a higher percentage than Doug. Is that right?
Under the circumstances, though,
yeah.
It's more about him usually than it is about the movies. Leonard Maltin, we talk about the movies, but you always got the feeling when you watched Rex Reed or listened to him that it was all about him.
Absolutely, and he rarely liked anything where Lennon Maltin clearly wanted to like what he was watching.
Yeah, right. Well, I'd like to like what I'm watching too. That's why I'm fussy about what I go to
see.
Just
never happens.
Yeah, well, once in a while is a good one.
When you like something, send me an email.
I will do that. Email to Chuck at DougStephan.com. Chuck Curry, our movie man, 59 past the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stephan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stephan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.